Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. I really want to encourage you today not just to walk through the weekday meditation, but join us on our sister podcast, the Weekday Podcast, where you can receive a cup of encouragement as well, where myself or my friend Bobby McGraw or Rhonda McMahon will open up and just share a short piece of scripture and a word of encouragement so that you can get your day started off right. But today, as we prepare to meditate, let me take you to 1 John chapter 2, where the text says, "My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world." John is reminding us that we are sinful men, we are sinful women, we live in a sinful world, and we are going to sin. And yet, he makes a great point of saying that when we were to stand before the great judge, God the Father, that his Son, the Lord Jesus, pleads our case, and he is the one who is truly righteous. We get to put on his righteousness. We get to live that life because he loves us so much. So in preparing for our time of meditation today, I invite you to just tell the Lord a couple of things that would remind you of how much you love God and how grateful you are for him. Go ahead and do that right now. The text goes on in verse 3 and says, "We can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims, 'I know God,' but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and not living in the truth." My friend, while we are all sinners, Jesus is more than willing to allow you to bring before him your mess and let him wash it white as snow. So today, whatever it is that you're walking through, take just a moment and lay it before the Lord. Ask for him to give you peace, power, and direction for how to walk through that. And now let's draw a deep breath and prepare to just stop. And rather than us bringing something before the Lord, let's just bring an empty vessel and allow him to fill it in a time of quietude and solitude. Let's draw a deep breath. You ready? Hold it. Force it out. This time, I encourage you to draw this deep breath through your nose and hold it and send that life-giving oxygen to the part of your soul that needs it most, and then force it out through your mouth as if you were releasing all of the world's toxins. You ready? Send it and... Now, over the next couple of minutes, just find yourself quiet and still, with your muscles relaxed and ready to receive God's voice, his direction, and his prompting. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, a reminder again that 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 says, "And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments." My friend, my hope and prayer for you today is that you would leave this time of prayer as an open line through the day and be able to stay in contact with the Lord, that you might have heard and continually heard his commandments. That way, we know how to obey them. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.